Welcome to Audacity Works, a podcast inspired by and dedicated to the working artist, the creative entrepreneur, and generally, doing the damn thing. This exists on the premise that the world belongs to those who have the audacity to believe that their lives have value. This is for you. Welcome to Audacity Works. I'm your host, Rachel Strickland, and this is episode number 77. I love sevens. Anyway, that's a tangent. This episode is about honoring the rib ache based on a question from my girl, Katie. But first, the updates. You know I'm going to give you the updates. It is so distractingly, riotously gorgeous outside. I don't even know how to describe to you the amount of green in South Carolina in mid-April. It's obscene in its abundance. And I love it. And I put some little seeds. I've poked holes in dirt and put seeds in there and watered them. And now they're starting to come up. And that's always, it never gets old. I get such a thrill from it. So I guess that's update number one. It's spring. Shocking no one. Feeling manically happy about that. Personal updates. On Friday, the 19th, I am finally having surgery on this hernia. It's going to be a primary closure, if you know what that is. Thank you in advance for all your well wishes. I'm not worried about the surgery at all. I am worried about 6 weeks post-op where I'm not allowed to use my abs. Because, like, what does that even mean? I'm going to need to ask more questions because abs are involved in literally everything. I really don't know what to expect. I have some friends that have had similar surgeries. I'll reach out and ask their advice. But, yeah. Apparently, I'm going to have a cool new scar below my belly button. I'll post a picture or something when it's no longer disgusting. In other news, I am thrilled to announce the cat's out of the bag, and I am lined up to be one of the speakers at Boss Up. Boss Up is a two-day live event. It's going to be held in Los Angeles, and it's for entrepreneurs who have an online business, most of whom adhere to the health and fitness flavor of business. And that is hosted by, my favorites, Dr. Shante Cofield and Jill Coleman. I was so honored to be asked to speak at this event because I attended it as a participant 2 years ago. This is going to be in October. I am super excited to go and just stand in front of people and say the things. And we all know I've got things to say. Now, I don't, strictly speaking, adhere to being in the health and fitness profession. I do have an online business, but I'm more in the arts and entertainment category. But it doesn't matter. Like, I use Jill and Shante's advice literally all the time. I think I've quoted Shante on this podcast about 211 billion times. So if you have an online business, these two are the best. The best. I'll put a link in the show notes if you want to come out. It's in Redondo Beach, California, outside of Los Angeles, October 10th and 11th. Check the link for the show notes. It would be amazing to see you, whoever you are. I don't know who you are that's coming, but I still know it's going to be amazing to see you. Please come talk to me. Okay, on to the meat of the episode. My friend Katie wrote in about a year ago, at least, when I asked for what would people like to hear about on the podcast. She said, honoring the rib ache. It'd be really cool to hear a deep dive on it / your experiences ignoring and following that feeling. I revisited the idea recently when I found myself doing a bunch of random shit I wasn't enjoying just to make more money. Let's talk about it. So if you don't know what the hell the rib ache is, then you probably aren't familiar with a little thing that I call the game. The game is a process by which I give to creatives who have lots of ideas and they can't seem to find one to focus on. They're like, I don't know which one to do. I can have arguments for each of these ideas. I'm like, all right, stop everything, close your eyes, and imagine that you are dead. Your life is over. It's painless, but you're still aware of your human life and the things that you did and the things that you didn't do. And when you think about the things that you did not get to do, the creative projects you didn't get to bring to fruition, the books you didn't get to write, the shows you didn't get to create, which one makes your ribs ache? That's the one you should do. It's usually not the one that makes the most sense logistically. I don't care. That's the rib ache. That's where the good stuff is. That's the thing that you should be following. I give the game in the Audacity Project, and I've just given it to you here. I'm sure I'll repeat it. I'm sure I've already repeated it, and will continue to do so because I stand by it. In my own life, there is one very strong example that stands out to me of honoring the rib ache, which usually comes after a long period of ignoring the rib ache. For myself, this must have been in 2009, 2010. I had just come home from a tour. It was the most success that I'd ever had. And I had a little bit of money, which was amazing because I'd never really had a little bit of money before. And I looked at my calendar and, you know, I'd been on the road, I'd been on tour, and I was like, oh shit, I don't have anything coming up. I don't have anything scheduled. And then an opportunity came up to apply to be a writer as a contractor for the Amazon App Store, which is exactly what it sounds like. And I took that opportunity. It's like, well, I've never done this before. And it's the only time that I have experienced like a 9-to-5 jobby job. And there are parts of that that, this is a side note, okay, but like parts of having a 9-to-5 are really fucking awesome. Like as a lifelong freelancer, having a paycheck come to you every week is kind of amazing. And if you're not used to that kind of that way of living, it's really relaxing because all you have to do is show up. And the work was so easy. Like a monkey could have done it. Not well. Like I wasn't probably writing wonderful copy, but it was copy for selling apps. You know, my friend Lisa, I met her on that contract and she was amazing at it. So, you know, she ended up actually getting a full-time job because of that contract. So she did a really, really good job. I could not have done that because I wasn't invested. But the work wasn't hard if you were just trying to be barely competent, which is where I was at the time. But wow, something so relaxing about going to an office every day and having that kind of regular schedule and then getting paid. I'm like, wow, this is, I can see the appeal. I see the appeal of this. Now, I wasn't an employee, so it's not like I got health benefits or anything, but still, lifelong freelancer meets 6 months as a 9-to-5 contract worker. I'm like, yeah, I get it. I see why people do this. It's like parts of this are awesome. I can afford a chocolate croissant any day of the week. That's new. So I did enjoy this foray, and parts of it, were hard on me. But I like every Monday night, I would bring in my makeup bag, and I'd sit at my desk after I had finished my work and clocked out, and I'd put on my makeup because I was performing at the Pink Door on Monday nights. And that's what I did for 6 months. And I'd go perform at the Pink Door, and sometimes I'd take other gigs. I was still working. I was still training and performing. But, you know, a great deal of my time was spent going into the office. Time went on, and I was down in the cafeteria of the office building on lunch break one day, and I saw this poster, and it was for Cirque de Symphonie. Am I saying it right? I don't know. But it's a production that's been around for a while, and it's circus artists and a symphony, and it's a touring production, and it was coming through Seattle, which is where I lived at the time. And I saw that poster, and it felt like someone had hit me in the solar plexus with a sledgehammer. That is the rib ache. I immediately looked away from it and tried to pretend that it hadn't happened because I didn't understand what had just happened to me. But, you know, the damage had been done, the ache had been felt. So I couldn't shake it the rest of the day. I kept thinking about it. And the next day, I went in early to the office, and I went down to the cafeteria just so I could see it again. And there it was, that that ache right in the ribs, like someone had just put a splint right in there. And I looked at the poster and I felt that hurt. I'm like, what am I grieving right now? And the thing I was grieving was that I had not yet achieved what I set out to do with my performance career. And I realized I had not been pursuing it in any kind of real way, in a very progressive way, since I had been working at the office. And I knew then that I was going to have to change things. That is when I developed the system that I now teach through the Audacity Project, which is making a list of cool shit that you want to do, find out who is doing it and where, and then pursuing those leads. It's not rocket science. It's very simple, but it is actually quite hard because it forces you to confront everything. But that's what I did, and that's how I developed that system. And that's what led me to working with Fidget Feet in Ireland and meeting Chantal McCormick and getting to coach at the Irish Aerial Dance Festival, which is, of course, where I've met everyone that I know now in the world. So that's my one tiny little window into the rib ache and why it absolutely should not be ignored. But also, if you see it, if you feel it, it probably means that it's been there for a while. You just weren't paying attention because it didn't hurt that much. And that's not a failure on your part. Like for me, for example, that period of time that I worked for the Amazon App Store in that office building was not a waste of time. That was a very important time for me. One, to be able to earn money regularly at a period of time in my life. I was 27 years old. I really needed a car for quality of life in Seattle, and I couldn't have afforded that in any other way. That was important. That's important. And I'm being, I'm trying to be really hard about this because people, I hear people have shame in their voices all the time when they need to like work a regular, I'm giving air quotes here, a regular job to make money. There's no shame in that. What, shame in surviving? There's no shame in that, and I'm not ashamed. And if I hadn't been able to find other ways of supporting myself, I probably would have gone back to that office. But that is not the point of this podcast. The point of this podcast is honoring the rib ache. And that is like the biggest example that I have from my own life where I was like, oh, fuck. I've just gotten called out hard by a poster. Now, I'm curious, those of you listening, do you have an example of being so called out by a moment in your life where you're like, fuck, there's no way I can put this back into the box. Like, it's out now. Another way of describing the rib ache, like, it can also be well disguised as a feeling of envy. And you've probably heard me talk about this before if you've been here for a while, but I love the emotion of envy. I think it is a very clear emotion. It's very easy to identify because it's very uncomfortable. So it's also difficult to ignore because it's so uncomfortable. So one, easy to see, easy to identify. And if you're envious of something or someone, it means that you value that thing. So it's a very clear compass pointing at your value system. Whereas cheap axioms like follow your bliss, they are lovely, right? That's a lovely thing to say. Also, it's meaningless half the time because we're not that tapped into our bliss. Like when people say, follow your heart or let your joy guide you, like who is that written for? Are they 19? Again, it's a lovely thing to say, but it's not very useful because when you're a grown up, you're not always tapped into what your joy is. But if you're looking for your joy and you can't see it because it's disguised, you can find it by tapping into other emotions like envy. Envy is going to point you towards something that you value, towards something that you wish you had that would bring you joy, or that brings you joy just to think about pursuing. Anger is another one of these emotions, because we become angry when we perceive a violation of our value system. So being angry is a compass that points straight back to something that you value, that you love. And you can use these ways as well to find where your bliss is actually pointing you, because it's not always easy to identify what bliss is. It's kind of a tall order. Follow your bliss and like, oh shit, where is it? I don't know. Like, I feel okay today, but I'm not saying it's like bliss. But I'd like to go back here now to Katie's original question, because she was saying, I revisited the idea recently when I found myself doing a bunch of random shit I wasn't enjoying just to make more money. Now, as I've said, there's no shame in surviving, but that's not what Katie's talking about. She and all of you listening and myself, we're all very good at surviving. Like, we have a 100% success rate so far. But we are kind of programmed, and we kind of have to be, to make more money and see more opportunities, especially if those of you listening to this are American. It's programmed in. It's written right in to our brains. It's like, okay, opportunities to make more money. And we do end up doing things that we're just like kind of meh about just to do that. And it happens without us even knowing. And again, I just want to say that there is no shame in realizing that you've done this. Now, what you do next is going to have more bearing on your quality of life. If you decide that it's worth it, you're like, this trade, the meh that I'm feeling is worth like the financial restitution because you value financial security and it's giving it to you, cool. Carry on. Go on with your bad self. But oftentimes when we realize that we've been doing meh things just to make a little more money, so like, man, I don't want to do that. And usually it's because there's a rib ache happening and it's being pointed out to us. And that's when we get to investigate our own behaviors and make a new choice. Like my cousin Luna said to me, oh, I don't know, 17 years ago, and which I could never, ever forget, power happens in the moment that you realize you have a choice. Power happens in the moment you realize you have a choice. And that kind of brings me to a part two of what I wanted to talk about today with the rib ache, is that in an effort to live fully and to be good to ourselves, we create boundaries. This is a very good thing. Sometimes we create rules, and sometimes those rules can get pretty archaic before we relook at them again. For example, in 2019, I had been coaching circus skills, mostly aerial hoop, choreography sequences, tricks for a decade, and I decided to stop doing that. I had my reasons. I was quite burnt out on it. It had given me wonderful worldwide community, but I didn't want to do it anymore. I didn't want to coach tricks and physical skills. I wanted to coach business practices and creative excavation. I wanted to coach other things. So I just made the decision to stop outright. So I did. I stopped. And I gave myself a rule. I'm no more skills. I'm not going to teach physical skills anymore. I'm only going to do this other stuff. And that worked great for me because I needed a hard, fast rule. It worked really well. I built up and continued my career, was super happy and have been and still am doing all of this other work. And then my friend Laura, who's an Audacious alumni and lives here locally with me in Charleston, she sent me a message and she's like, okay, I know you don't teach physical skills anymore, but would you teach me? Now, before you go asking like, oh my God, that's so rude, like, shouldn't ask you that. Yes, she should. My boundaries belong to me. Like, boundaries are ours to defend. It's not up to other people not to ask over them. And I think asking should be rewarded. So I loved this question from her. And it got me thinking, and I was like, actually, like, the one thing that I would still like to coach physically is spinning. And maybe I should coach spinning, but only in parameters that I'm comfortable with. And that's when I realized it was time for my rule to be broken, or rather amended. Like, my knowledge belongs to me. I get to decide what to do with it. So I was like, fuck it. Yeah, I love this. All right. So I'll teach spinning, but only locally in Charleston, to people that I know. And honestly, probably not that much of it. But we met yesterday and we had our first lesson. It was super fun for me. I'm like, yeah, this was the right decision. This was the correct thing to do, is to amend this rule, because it felt like I have a lot of machetes. Like, I'm a wall full of machetes, and some of them have been hung up on the wall for a while, maybe got a little rust on them, and it just felt like one of the machetes got to be taken down and used, and it's like a nice big machete that I spent a lot of time forging. So that felt pretty good to put that back into use in ways that, like, I still had my own boundaries around it so that it could feel good. And that as well is an example of honoring the rib ache. We will build, and we should build, rules and boundaries for ourselves to give ourselves the best chance at a really good life. And sometimes we need to reinvestigate those rules, because maybe the rules have outlived their usefulness, and maybe not, but we get to investigate that. I am looking at the time, and I'm going to say thank you so much for sitting with me, letting me talk into your ear for 20 minutes. Thank you, Katie, for asking me this so many months ago. It was really fun to do a little deep dive into it. This podcast is powered by Patreon, so extra special shout out to my patrons. You know exactly who you are. I know exactly who you are. Thank you so much for making this and so much more possible for me. Thank you for standing with me. Thank you, thank you. It would not exist without you. If you have ideas for future episodes or questions you want to ask, you can reach me always on Instagram at Rachel Strickland Creative or on Patreon at Rachel Strickland Creative. May you move through the world and honor the rib ache. Don't go back to sleep.